long swallow, then poured the cup full again. You thirsty?
Kinda. Why?
Then you keep the cups.
I took a long pull off the pitcher and just held it. It keeps things easier to just drink out of the pitcher most times for me.
My hands are too big for most normal cups, and I'm less likely to break a pitcher without thinking about it.
What brings you to town? She asked.
Hunting?
It's not hunting season for another month. Trust me, once it is, you won't be able to swing a dead cat in here without hitting some jerk-off in an orange vest bragging about the one he almost got.
The deer or the girl?
Yeah.
She toasted my pitcher with her cup, and I caught her taking stock of what she saw.
It didn't bother me. When you're this damn big, you get used to the staring.
And the questions, which I figured were about to start.
You a wrestler or football player or something?
Right on cue. Or something. I'm a hunter.
What does that even mean?
I leaned in close, setting the pitcher on the edge of the stage. I locked gazes with the girl, my brown eyes with her green ones. I stared deep into her eyes and said, "There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy."
What the fuck are you talking about? Are you high?
It's Shakespeare, damn it. A buddy of mine said quoting Shakespeare to a chick was guaranteed to get me laid. Damn that skeeter. I should have known better. That boy couldn't get laid in a whorehouse. And if I kept listening to him, I wouldn't either.
Well, your friend was a dumbass. But if you wanted to get laid, you should have said something.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then I wouldn't have wasted my time and you wouldn't have wasted your beer. I ain't screwing you. One, I don't mix business with fun time. And two, you're a big boy. If you're that big everywhere.
And I am, I promise you. I grin, showing my recently repaired smile, new false tooth and all.
Then there's reason number two right there. You're liable to split me right in two. So why don't we just have a beer, make stupid jokes about the floppy titties on Brandy up there, and then you can maybe get a lap dance once the night shift comes in.
I won't be here when the night shift gets here.
Why not?
I gotta work. A brother's gotta earn a living, you know.
Yeah, about that. You never did say what you hunted.
You're right. I didn't. I drained the last of my pitcher, dropped a couple of bucks on the stage for Brandy and her floppy tits, and headed out the door. Whoever invented titty bars must have installed a damn time machine in every one. I could have sworn I'd only been in there long enough to have a beer or two and maybe irritate one cocktail waitress, but somehow it had gone from 4 p.m. to full dark, and my wallet was 200 bucks lighter when I got into the truck. I put the little Bluetooth thingy in my ear, pushed the button, and said, "You there, Skeeter?"
"Yeah, boss, I'm here,"
came the voice on the other end of the phone. He even sounded skinny, something I never managed to understand. "Well, that thing about quoting Shakespeare to women is bullshit, Skeeter. I no more got laid with that Horatio bullshit than I did that time I gave Erlene a cactus instead of flowers for her birthday. That's the last time I take advice on women from a homo.
The fact that I'm gay has nothing to do with the fact that you're a complete disaster with the opposite sex. I bet you tried that line on some floozy at a topless bar, didn't you?"
I took a moment to look for the camera before answering. It wouldn't surprise me to find out the little shit had me bugged. "No, I didn't. I was talking to a nice lady. A librarian, I'll have you know."
"You usually find those in libraries, Bubba, not in places called the Ride'em Cowboy Saloon."
"And how do you know I'm at the Ride'em?"
"I track your GPS and cell phone, remember?"
"Oh, yeah. He started doing that when I got bit by a manifestation of Apep, the Egyptian snake demon. I kind of wandered off into the desert for a couple weeks after that. Skeeter was worried about me. It was cute how upset he was. All I ended up with was a hell of a sunburn, but he wanted to keep track of me ever since."
All right, I was in a titty bar. But that don't explain the thing with Erlene.
Should I even bother to remind you that she's your cousin?"
"Second cousin once removed. We're barely blood related at all. But anyway, where am I going and what am I killing?"
Skeeter never told